According to the World Health Organization, hypertension remains the leading preventable cause of premature death worldwide, with about 1.4 billion people living with the condition globally. Despite these statistics and continuous reported cases of death as a result of high blood pressure, many people are still unaware or do not place priority on their BP status. A cross-section of residents in Ibadan spoke on how frequent they visit medical facilities for their blood pressure check.
The last time I checked my blood pressure was when I had typhoid. That was last 3 years.
I do check my BP occasionally. It's because it's only when I'm in the hospital premises that I will check my BP.
I check twice in a year. I know I feel good at all times.
I don't voluntarily said, okay, I want to check it, because I don't always go for checkup.
No doubt, these responses raise more concerns and have become a major factor for the growing number of cases of hypertension-related complications among Nigerians. A resident in Ibadan who has been managing high blood pressure over a period of time, but do not want his name mentioned, shared some of the plight of hypertension patients as he called for stakeholders' intervention.
You have to buy drugs and all that, having to maintain that steady blood pressure level. And you can't really involve yourself in certain activities that you may want to. If you have a system in place where you can cater for people with high blood pressure by easing things, especially on the aspect of the drugs, that helps to manage the blood pressure.
A consultant physician at the University College Hospital UCH Ibadan, Professor Samuel Ajayi, who decried people's nonchalant attitude to early detection of the disease, said hypertension is called a silent killer because of its capacity to damage its target body organs slowly without any symptoms.
A large number of our patients with heart failure have the origin of their disease from hypertension. Hypertension is the commonest cause of stroke. It's also about the commonest cause of kidney disease. Also, it affects the eyes. These are the organs that we call target organ.
Professor Ajayi, who cleared the air on insinuations that social tensions was a major trigger to hypertension or that headache was a common symptom to look out for in hypertension, said the best way to defeat the silent killer was to be on the lookout for the menace at all times.
If you don't look for it, you may not know it is there. Some people will only take their medications when they have headaches or they feel some inconvenience. They say, oh, I'm under tension. Okay, maybe my blood pressure is high. They may not visit the hospital for follow-up.
Speaking on the theme of the 2026 World Hypertension Day, controlling hypertension together, check your blood pressure regularly, defeats the silent killer. Professor Ajayi re-emphasized the need for early diagnosis, regular checkup, and medication.
A regular checkup, even when you are not feeling sick, that is the responsibility that individuals have. And the only way by which you can diagnose hypertension is to use blood pressure measurement equipment. It cannot be diagnosed by feeling. It cannot be diagnosed by looks. You have to measure it. If you diagnose on time, you prevent a lot of harm.
The consultant physician, however, called on family members, stakeholders, policymakers, and the society at large to care for hypertension patients by supporting sustained actions that create lasting change for everyone affected by the condition. From Ibadan, I am Moshokwe Kende for Radio Nigeria.